our website, or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart.
Amen. Being in the flesh is attempting to make or attempting to be made righteous by the works of the flesh, by your own ability. And we balance this out because I don't want this to be a discouragement to anyone from doing good works. Jesus went about doing good, but it stemmed from his relationship with his Father and the grace that flowed through his heart. You know, when someone does something kind to you, let me see. I think I got a dollar. Nah, I ain't giving this away. Because it ain't mine. I owe it. No, I'm going to use Elder John's again. Now, here I am, and this I want to bless him. God has told me to bless him. All right, man, here. Lord told me to give you that. You know, now, he might accept it. He might say, well, hey, you can keep that. Because, you know, I don't even like the way you threw that at me. Versus, bro, I just want to bless you, man. You know, man, you've been a blessing to me. I just want you to know, and this is just a little token of something I want to just put in your hand. I give it back now. You know what I'm saying? You see, one of them was from the heart. Amen. The other was just, you know, just a work thing. You know, maybe I'm trying to get some favor or something. You know, just doing it with my attitude all wrong. You understand what I mean? So it's a grace that has to flow from our heart. You got to be for real. Amen. I mean, you can't be pretending. Amen. When you do stuff, do it from your heart. Because it'll bless that person. That grace overflows out. See, if it's not, everything God does in us and through us is through our heart, Amen. Not through our head. Amen. You know, politicians, not all of them, but many do stuff through their head to try to get your vote, to try to get your favor, but they're not doing it from the heart. Because once they get in office, many of them, there are good ones, but I'm talking about the ones that ain't no good. They get in office and then they forget all about you. They got what they wanted. They got the power that they wanted. You understand what I mean? So it's very important that we do things from our heart. Now, the challenge sometimes is when people don't appreciate it. You know, and God tell you to get that 20 to the elder anyway, and he don't even say anything. He kind of snatch and just walk on off. And look back at you. You crazy. But yet God told you. Now that's where you got to guard your heart. Amen. And not base what you do upon the responses of people or be conditioned by the world's view. Because the world will call you a fool. But see, they don't understand. God is opening up something for you. God is testing your heart for something much greater. God getting ready to open up the floodgate on you because you were obedient. While other folks said, man, you crazy. Now they don't understand what you're up to. You do not sow because it's cloudy. He that observes the wind won't sow. Because somebody's spirit ain't right. God didn't say their spirit be right. He said, go give them that. They can cuss you out, but he said, give it to them. But see, this is how you keep grace flowing. Jesus was kind to the unthankful, to the evil. He reigned on the just and the unjust. It didn't matter. See, and we have to let God work in our hearts so that grace work in our hearts so till we are full of grace and full of truth. See, meekness is not weakness. Humility is not stupidity. There's a weakness in God that's stronger than man. See, God is trying to get something to you that come from him, not from this realm, but from the realm where he is. But you can't be conformed to the way they work here. You got to be sensitive to what God is saying, how God is leading, what God is doing. And you'll see manifestations of his kingdom. And people are standing in awe. How did that happen? You touched a principle in God. Amen. You allowed his grace to flow. And when that whatever that grace touches, it's going to change. Whomever Jesus touched, wherever Jesus went, change happened. Change for good. Amen. So a mind set on works righteousness. Remember, works righteousness, we will always fall. And somewhere it'll always be destroyed. The devil will always come and steal and kill because we're trying to just work it out. We're doing it in our own strength, our own ability. The carnal mind, there's fear involved. There's judging, all kind of things. You know, you're always watching over your shoulder. All kind of things because of the fear. Give me Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 29. A mind that is set on righteousness by works will produce a heart that tries to be righteous by works. The problem with that, when you're trying to be righteous by your works, your heart will eventually become overwhelmed. How much is enough? It'll never be enough. And your heart will be overwhelmed by that, and you will never enter God's rest. See, when you enter that rest, grace starts to flow in. Come on, see, it's not automatic. Grace has to flow through faith, and it comes from in you through your heart. We believe in our heart, we confess with our mouth. And that sozo, that abundant life. How many want life, the life of God in every area of your life? Everything. Come on. See, God, God is carving out a capacity right now for every dimension of your life. Everything to be blessed. I prophesy to you tonight. Life as we know it right now is going to change. God is getting ready to bring some quality life. Come on, every area of your life. Your mind is going to expand. Your capacity is going to increase. You're going to be able to have quality everywhere. See, some folk get exhausted with quality. You know, they're used to struggle. And so they get stuff, and then they're used to it for a while, and then they go back to the struggle, back to the hood mentality. They're comfortable with lack. But see, God is changing all that. Come on, say, God is changing all that. He's changing some things in your mind and in your heart so that when the light comes out, it don't bend. That area that was always in darkness, that area that was always lacking, that area that was always, you know, kind of messed up, God's going to send light into it. Grace is going to flow into it. And it's going to change it. That river's going to flow into it. All of a sudden, you're going to find yourself rising up. What you hope for is going to become manifested. What you believe for is going to become reality. Because now you're going to have God's opinion. You're going to have God's righteousness. Hello? How many know we are destined to be blessed? Come on, somebody shout, I'm blessed. Come on, that is your destiny. It is not our destiny to struggle all the time. God's kind intention for Adam in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, it has not changed today. His kind intention for the original man hasn't changed. It's just how we have perceived things. Just like how Adam perceived things when he took on the nature of the enemy. What was the first manifestation? The first manifestation was he feared God in a wrong way. He said, we were naked. We were afraid. So we hid ourselves. Hiding themselves from God, thinking that God was their enemy. God is not someone for you to think that he's your enemy, that he's against you. How can you trust him if you think he's not for you? And I'm talking about in any given situation. We already looked at how God is always for you. Even when Abraham was wrong. Hello, somebody. Come on, I'm pulling some teeth now. I'm pulling some stuff about some anchors, some ancient strongholds. Even when Abraham was wrong, when he went into Egypt, God visited Pharaoh with a dream. Said, if you touch that woman, you a dead man. Abraham was wrong, living in fear, but God was still fighting his battle. God was still dealing with his enemy. He was calling things that were not as though they were. Abraham's my man. Yeah, he's messing up, but he's my man. He's the father of faith. He's our example. Because you'll mess up too, but God says, I'm not forsaking you. We are in covenant. Amen. See, it's an empowerment, not an excuse. Because see, Abraham finally got it together. And it wasn't through his own works. Because his works was with Hagar, Ishmael, Abimelech, Pharaoh. But God got a hold. At some point, Abraham believed God. And there it was accounted to him. It was imputed to him for righteousness. See, it was imputed to him. But see, we are righteous in Christ. I told you the other day, if God kick you to the curb, he's kicking Jesus to the curb. You see, it's sometimes a challenge or difficult for us to see us really how he sees us. Or we can see ourselves with a little bit, a little favor, because our experiences, you know, or lack thereof, have conditioned. That's why the word of God comes to set us free. I said last time, many people have heard the word that will save them and send them to heaven, but not the word that will set them totally free. Amen. Free from the result of sin. It's not excuses. It's empowerment. Amen. It's not for us to make excuses. It's to empower us. Grace is the enabling that enables us to rise above these things and live through his grace by faith, the Zoe life, the abundant life, the life that is full of quality. How many again want quality in every area of their life? Quality with your money, quality in your relationship, quality in your health, quality on your job, quality with your business. I mean, quality. Why can't we live up there with all these that are pretending to be righteous? How many know they've been squatting on your territory long enough? Come on, it's time for some exchange. It's time for some of God's people to rise on up into their position of authority, into their place of dominion. Amen. But it will happen through grace, by faith. That's why we fight the good fight of faith.
We are continuing in part 13 of Mega Grace, the Heart of Grace, part 2. Do you know what God has prepared for you? 1 Corinthians 2:9 states, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. You cannot comprehend what God can really do for you with your natural mind. You must grow up and stop blaming God and people for your shortcomings. Take ownership for what you're doing or not doing. Self can only take you so far. We must be willing to trust God all the way. Remember, Abraham tried to take things into his own hands. Look what happened. The birth of Ishmael. God was calling those things that are not as though they were. This must be our foundation. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.